Hare Krishna. So we were discussing now, this is Bhajan Rahasyam class, and Saptamayam Sadhana, discussion of the seventh verse of Shikshastakam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing about Mahabhav, and he's citing some verses, some references in this chapter 7 to describe what is this Mahabhav. Because Mahabhav is all about the intense separation that Radharani feels from Krishna. Mahabhav, sometimes she's called Mahabhavati. Mahabhavati Radha. We say Mahabhav Sarupini or Mahabhavati. So Mahabhavati Radha. So we were reading verses 8 and 9 yesterday that describe this Mahabhav. And there's one more verse, which is verse 20. Now this is the experience, also Mahabhav, that the gopis experience, because the gopis are the ones that experience Mahabhav in the true sense. And this is happened at Kurukshetra. It describes, this is called Rudha. We're discussing this two types of Mahabhav. There's Rudha Mahabhav and Adi Rudha. So this is Rudha Mahabhav. And Rudha Mahabhav is all about seeing Krishna, but feeling that when I'm with Krishna for millions of years, it passes by in a second. And Rudha Bhav is all about when I'm separated from Krishna, 1 second feels like a million years. Yugayatam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagatsavam govindavirahiname. So this is the Rudha Mahabhav, the feeling that it's all about the time element. With Krishna, millions of years goes by in a second. And without Krishna, then 1 second is like millions of years. This is a very exalted state of bhava. So this verse is number 20 in the Bhajan Rahasya. Describes the gopis reunion with Krishna in Kurukshetra after about 50 years of separation. Because Krishna left, went to Mathura, spent 17 years in Mathura, then he went to Dwarka, and somewhere during his Dwarka Leela he went to Kurukshetra, and it's about 50 years elapsed, or at least 48. So the gopis were anguished by the blinking of their eyes, which prevented them from seeing Krishna. And when they were taking darshan of Krishna, they cursed the person who created eyelids. So the gopis were at Kurukshetra after 50 long years of separation, and they were finally meeting Krishna, and they were seeing him with their eyes, but they were cursing Vidata, Providence, the Creator. What is this? You're an imperfect Creator. You're a fool. You're a child. You don't know the art of creation. You're not a very good inventor. You're not a very good scientist, although you're Providence. These eyelids that cover our eyeballs, why did you put them there? This is a great fault and mistake on your part. You stupid. Don't you know that these eyelids are preventing us from seeing Krishna? Because they close every 3 seconds or whatever it is. They're always, especially when you're in class and you're tired. When you're tired and you're in class, then your eyelids close quite a lot. So the gopis would really have a hard time in Bhagavatam class because their eyelids would close so many times. And they would not see Krishna. Every time the eyelids close, you can't see anything. You can't see Krishna. So in this 82nd chapter of 10th canto, the Brijbasis meet Krishna at Kurukshetra. In verse 39, it describes how the gopis felt when they met Krishna at Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse when Krishna was about 50 years old. Gopyascha Krishna upalabhya charada bishtam yat prekshane drishishu Pakshma Kritam Shapanti. Drink beer ready, Kritam Alam, Parirabhya Saravas, Tadbhavam Aparapi Nitya Yujam Dharapam. So Shukadev Goswami, who is describing this scene to Parikshit Maharaj, he's actually become tanmoy with the gopis' bhav. He's not only describing their feelings and how they felt when they met Krishna, but he's entering into their hearts. He's entering into their hearts and he's tasting and relishing these feelings, and then he's conveying them in the words that he's speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. So he says, listen, Parikshit, the Braja Sundaris who curse Creator, they curse the Creator for making eyelids that obstructed their darshan of Krishna. Now they were seeing Krishna again after a long time. So when they were looking at Krishna, they took him from the pathway of their eyes and they placed Krishna in their hearts, the form that they were seeing with their eyes. They collected that form of Krishna with their eyes and then they placed that form of Krishna in their hearts and then they tightly embraced him there. And by that wonderful absorption and inner embrace, this very rare absorption that cannot be attained even by meditative yogis or even by the queens of Dwarka like Rukmini, in this way the Braja Gopis are always with Krishna. So this is, they are the greatest yogis, the greatest meditators, the greatest dhyan yoga, raj yoga, the gopis. Because the yogis are trying. The yogis are meditating for thousands of years to try to fix Krishna in their heart. Krishna is there, but they can't see him until they become totally sattvic and totally they contact Vishuddha Sattva. Then they can see. They can have a momentary darshan. They can hold Krishna, Chaturbhuj Narayan, rather. They can hold Narayan, or the Paramatma. They can hold his vision in their heart. In the core of their heart, they can see him. But then that vision will be lost. That spurti will disappear within a few moments. But the gopis were much greater than the greatest meditative yogis because they were taking Krishna through the aperture of their eyes, through their eyeballs, and they were placing him completely in their hearts and not just looking at him in a static way or a passive way, having darshan of antar drishti. The yogis have antar drishti. They briefly see Paramatma in their heart. But the gopis placed Krishna in their heart and they were tightly embracing him. They held Krishna in their hearts and then they entered their hearts and then they embraced Krishna in their hearts. This is a feat that the yogis can never even possibly attain. At best, they can see Vishnu for a moment in their hearts, but they can't see Vishnu, hold him in the heart, then enter that heart and stand in front of Vishnu, then wrap their arms around Vishnu and embrace him. But the gopis did this. So they're the great Mahayoginis. Gopis are Mahayoginis. So this is being glorified by Shukadeva Goswami. This is the intensity of their Mahabhav. Because in separation, when one is in Mahabhav, then he can see spurtis of the Lord in the heart. He can embrace the Lord in the heart. So yogis are not on the level of Mahabhav. They cannot attain Mahabhav. The Ashtanga yogis, the Raja yogis. So therefore they can never have this experience of embracing their Lord in the heart without cessation. The gopis became absorbed. It wasn't a momentary darshan of Paramatma. It was moment to moment to moment. Anudarshanam. Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam. Step after step, they were experiencing the joy of embracing Krishna in their heart because of the power of their Mahabhav. They saw him. He was at a distance. And as soon as they saw him, they captured Krishna's form in their heart. They manifested their form in the heart and they embraced Krishna together in the heart. This is because of their Mahabhav, their intense love and attachment for the Lord is so great, they're able to capture the Lord in the heart in a most intimate and confidential way. You can see that Radharani, often she has what is called Swapna Vilas Amritam. She, in her Mahabhav, in her intense separation from Krishna, she falls asleep. And in her heart, she has a vivid, very vivid, sporty an experience of Krishna in her heart. She sees Krishna there, and Nikunj is there, Nibrita Nikunj, Leela, and she's there on the flower bed, and Krishna's there, and everything is going on, all their intimate exchanges and pastimes. And this is all done in her sleep, Swapna Vilas, pastimes in a dream, because of her Mahabhav. But it's real. Krishna's really there, and she's really with him. This is the power of Mahabhav, because everything is experienced through the Bhav, through the Mahabhav. So we'll continue there tomorrow with some more discussion about their gopis' Mahabhav.